Wandering Rhythms here on the radio, CJSF 90.1 FM, also online, cjsf.ca, or perhaps wanderingrhythms.com, this very program. You can find some old episodes there, links, fun stuff. Yes, I am Nick Legacy, and we just heard some very scary music. Well, maybe just a little bit scary, but yes, a group from the U.S. called Buy Muy Drugs, a dystopian album they just put out, self-titled debut, and it's a mix of Afro-Brazilian percussion, deep bass, loom bap, bass drunk 909s programmed to stomp mud holes throughout the full-length soundscape. Yes, these guys are having fun, and they're afraid of the future, it seems. It's a dystopian kind of album about paranoia and robots and such. Yeah, all with very freaky music and raps. Although that song didn't have hip-hop, didn't have lyrics in it. One thing about hip-hoppers, they like to use a lot of naughty words, so I had to avoid those songs. But there's some good stuff there. Yes. Buy Muy Drugs. And before that, something funkier and a little bit more family-friendly. The Olympians from Brooklyn, New York. I thought maybe they were from Olympia, Washington, but nope. They're just doing a concept of old Greek mythology on their debut album. So the self-titled album, The Olympians, came out a year ago, and we heard Apollo's Mood. Yes, super funky. They're on Daptone Records. Everything on Daptone is quality throwback funk. And yes, there's a whole paragraph about cinematic journey, Greek islands, etc. But yes, in the vein of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Charles Bradley, the Budos Band, now we got the Olympians. Right on. And, well, before that we heard Caitlin Aurelia Smith, brand new music from her forthcoming album, The Kid. Yes, the song we heard was called To Follow and Lead, which had a bit of a thumping rhythm in the background, so that was the more danceable of her songs. Some of them just kind of drift into the ether beautifully. Great music for late night. And yes, Caitlin Aurelia Smith from Orcas Island. Well, now we will move on to what's next. No more past. Now it's the future. And actually, I spoke too soon. The next thing we're going to hear is Lee Scratch Perry, the amazing Jamaican producer, one of the innovators, inventors of dub music. He has redone one of his classic albums. This is kind of unheard of in any kind of music. He's redone his own album. So, yeah, movies are always redoing the classics. You know, King Kong keeps coming back. Well, yes, he has done his Super Ape album once again, the same songs, but with more bass. So when asked why would you redo a already perfect album, well, he wanted to please the young kids who just need their bass deep and rumbly and terrifying. So yes, mad scientist keeps on going. Now in his 80s, this is the Super Ape Returns to Conquer. Yes, Lee Scratch Perry just came out days ago, and you can find it on the interwebs. Yes, Lee Scratch Perry featuring Subatomic Sound System here, Curly dub.
Yeah.
Friends, people of the planet, we just heard a Vancouver band, beautiful vocals, a bit reminiscent of the Dirty Projectors, but more jazz grounded for sure. Yes, they're called Only a Visitor. Three women and two men. And that was their newest record, which just came out this June, called Lines. We heard Foggy Streets. And before that piece of music, we heard something from Yellowknife in the Northwest Territories up north. Yes. Two musicians. The singer, her name is Tiffany Ayalik. She is of Inuit ancestry. And Gray Grit, who is born of an Ojibwe mother and a Métis father. So yes, First Nations, Aboriginal performers. The two of them are called Quantum Tangle. And yeah, very interesting music. I've never heard throat singing in such a way with some almost eerie guitar and ambience. Yes, they are, I guess you could say, an Inuit folk group. And yes, the song we heard was Iker Suak from their new record, Shelter As We Go. Quantum Tangle from Yellowknife. Yes, very nice. And before that, we heard Lee Scratch Perry, the great dub ambassador from Jamaica. Yes, his new curly dub from the remade Super Ape album. It's called Super Ape Returns to Konka, Yaman. Brilliant. Yes, I don't know how he does it. In his 80s, he's burned down two of his recording studios, only one of them on purpose. And, yeah, still going strong. Lee Perry, come back to Vancouver, please. Yes, second hour of the show is beginning, and this week, next, we will take a trip to South America. We are going to Suriname.
Hi, I'm Brent Morrison, the host of The Rock and Blues Show, broadcasting 2 hours of the best in rock and blues music every Thursday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at CJSF 90.1 FM. From Albert King to ZZ Top, we delve into almost 90 years of recorded blues music, featuring big guitars, powerful vocals, and driving rhythms. From the Mississippi Delta to the Great White North, across two oceans and two hemispheres, we play the music that gave birth to almost all modern music. As Muddy Waters said, the blues had a baby, and they named it rock and roll. I hope you'll tune in to CJSF 90.1 FM Thursday mornings from 7 to 9 for a music experience unlike any other.
Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.
Hey, this is Thurston. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby. Yeah, keep listening.
kicking off the Surinamese special. That was Explosion. It's not required to make an explosion sound after you say their name, but it really helps. Explosion. Yes. Waka Mang was the name of the song, and that was from a compilation from the good old days of disco. So that's not certainly representative of the whole Surinamese music scene, but it's a lot of fun. Anyways, an album called Suriname Funk Force, which came out last year, compiling all these classic disco and funk bands from the era of disco and funk, 70s, late 70s, probably early 80s. And that's on Rush Hour Music, Amsterdam, Netherlands record label. And by the way, that makes sense because Suriname is a former Dutch colony. Yes, and the people actually even speak a beautiful, twisted version of Dutch. Yes, the only Dutch-speaking nation in South America, if you can believe it. Believe it, yes, it's true. So up in the north of South America, there are three nations that are quite small, just north of Brazil, that are quite oddities, if you consider that most of Latin America is Spanish-speaking or Portuguese, like Brazil. But yes, they are Dutch-speaking. And next to that is the French-speaking nation of French Guiana on the right side. That would be the east side. And then to the left, the west, is Guyana, the only English-speaking nation in South America. So, yes, these wacky Europeans, you know, everybody wanted a slice. And the French, the British, the Dutch, the Spanish, and the Portuguese, did I get that right? Yeah, all five of those nations all got a piece there of the Amazon. And Suriname is an independent nation. It's a republic now, and it is only home to 500 and something thousand humans, but it is one of the most ethnically diverse countries in the world. No ethnic group make up more than 27%. The biggest group is East Indian, as in people from India originally, the West Indies, you might call that area. And then slightly smaller at 21% are the Maroons, who are descendants of African slaves who escaped, actually formed their own communities a little further south of the coast and managed to preserve to a great extent their African heritage, like their language and their culture, their spirituality. So it's an amazing thing. Beautiful culture is there. And then Creole, 15% of the population, which is a mix of European and African. And 14% Javanese, yes, Indonesian. And 13% mixed, 4% indigenous native people of the region. And 1.5% Chinese, 1% European, etc. Anyway, so the point is, there's a whole bunch of different people, and they get along. Seems to be very peaceful. So, yes, a place worth exploring, and the music will showcase the diversity of culture in Suriname. Yes, there's only one big city. It's the capital of Paramaribo, and by big, I mean 300,000.